Let's be honest. As a family man, days out with the whole family are not cheap and are not easy to come by. But whether you're looking for a relaxing day out of the house or even just somewhere to take the little ones, there are few better places to go than the brilliant Newby Hall and Gardens in Ripon. My five-year-old Noah never wants to leave when he goes. The good news is the estate is set to open again at the end of March. And in the studio today to talk about their plans for the new year is Stuart Gill, the commercial director at Newby Hall. So Stuart, we're heading towards another season for Newby Hall and Gardens. It is, in my honest opinion, one of the best places to go in this local area for the
very
family.
Nice of you to say so. I would tend to agree, of course.
of course. Yeah. And then my little boy just didn't want to leave whenever we go to Newby Hall.
Yeah, so how old is he?
He's five. So
he's spot on for that.
He's loving
adventure
it.
Playground area, isn't he?
He is loving it. So what's happening for 2019 for Newby Hall?
Yeah, well, as ever, the gardens change year on year. So the herbaceous border looked fantastic last year. That's been rejigged over the last couple of years. Very hot summer last year, so it didn't grow the height that it perhaps would have done. So we're hoping for an absolutely splendid year for flowering within the garden. As per other bits and bobs, we've got totally relaid railway track, actually. That visitors won't know any difference to that, but it's been a big project for us and will be a lot less maintenance for us and should allow people to have a smoother ride on the railway. We've got a new section within the, or some new animation going into the bear house. We have Giles Brandreth's teddy bear collection. We've also got returning the Zimbabwean sculpture exhibition, which happens every year with Matthew and Dudzai and Chenjerai coming over. They'll be over for April, hopefully the exhibition opening up in May, right through to the end of the year. And amazingly for this year, and we haven't had it for a couple of years, the contemporary sculpture trail, your boys certainly won't have experienced that, but that's about 35 pieces of modern contemporary art selected by Lucinda Compton and the team at Newby to be displayed around the Woodland Walk. As well as that, we're adding to our existing collections. So the Dolls House collection particularly, there's a new piece coming into there. And working with the Heritage Lottery Fund has allowed us to, for the first time ever, really take a structured approach to leaving the site at Newby and going out and talking to community groups, school groups or whatever, to explain about the amazing offer that there is at Newby. So saying it's not all about dusty, musty, ancient history. It is about some exciting, fairly modern history and some exciting ancient history as well. But having the focus of the Dolls House and a community sort of outreach officer allows us to go and take some of the elements, particularly from the Dolls House collection, because they're portable, and go out and speak to community groups and try and explain what a family or what an individual or what a group could get from a visit to Newby Hall. So it's a massively exciting time for us, to be honest. We're absolutely thrilled.
Hugely busy year ahead for you. Obviously, you're looking to fill that role then as well, are you?
To fill that role. So the details are all on the website, and we're also looking for community groups who might like a visit from said outreach officer. They all need to happen this year. So, yeah, just bob on the website and ping us an email and we'll do what we can, yeah.
Now, I know you've sort of touched on it there about sometimes some people might think, oh, going to visit an old house, I don't really want to go and do that. Yeah. Newby Hall has so much more than that, doesn't it? You go, you've got your gardens, you've got the train, you've got boat rides, play parks, you've got your cafe as well. It's just, there's so much to do. You almost feel like you need more than one day out. You know, so getting a season pass is probably a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the season tickets are very popular and we try to hold those prices down so that we are affordable for our bread and butter, which are our local visitors, all within the Stray FM zone, if you like.
Yeah.
And they're local visitors who keep coming out and we want to make that affordable. So the season ticket allows those regular visits and hopefully with attracting new visitors to come and see us, that will swell the numbers even more, because there are a lot of people there who, it would never even cross their minds that a day out at a stately home would be the place to be. So we need to let people know that it is more than just staring blindly at a painting and somebody lecturing you about it, its nuances. It's fun for all the family, from toddlers through the five-year-olds that you have, right the way through to, you know, granny and granddad who will enjoy the social history. That's one of the beautiful things about the sculpture trail, actually, is that it actually provokes thoughts from all members of the community. You either love it or you hate it. You know, it's a contemporary piece of, I don't know, stainless steel and glass or whatever, set in a woodland setting.
Do you ever get the chance to go on any of the areas when it's shut and you think, oh,
we're all over it. We're all over the miniature railways is a fave.
Have you driven it?
I mean, not always when there's people about, you know, that's the fun thing. And obviously we've got to do the health and safety test, so it's usually me that gets slung down the zip wire when the health and safety inspector's there, because he needs to test it with a certain
willing
weight.
Willing victim.
Yeah, willing victim indeed, yeah.
If people want to find out more about how they can get their tickets, season passes, come and visit you guys, what's the website so you can go and have a look?
www.newbyhall.com.
Excellent. And I know myself and now my extended family as well, I've got another little boy, Jude, as well. Nora and Jude will be there. We'll be enjoying it, and I highly recommend anybody who's listening, if you've not been to Newby Hall, to go and check it out. It is a fantastic family day out. Stuart, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.